Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast, and today's will be another quick podcast. No intro or outro music again, and only me. I do enjoy doing these little podcasts. It's fun, and I like doing it. This is just a follow-on from the coronavirus podcast I did. I think it was second to last. The world's losing the fucking mind. Spain's using drones to control people's movements. France is nearly going into pure lockdown with talks of a curfew at 6 p.m. I come from the UK. We haven't gone that far. We're just being advised to social distancing and don't go out to pubs or clubs or restaurants or things like that. No one's being made to stay in the UK, like staying indoors in like the UK as of yet. I don't personally think we'll do that because I don't think people would stand for it. I think there'd be an uprising. It'd be interesting to see in a few days, a few weeks, how France and Spain are coping with all that. In France, if you go out, you've got to download a fucking permit every time you go out on a new day. You've got to download a permit and put why you're going out. So if you're off, like, a loaf of bread, this, that, or the other, you've got to put it on there. And if it's not a good enough reason, they'll fine you or maybe take more drastic action. As I said in the last podcast, it's like V for Vendetta. Yeah, they'll fucking get the fingermen out looking for you. I know in the UK, cinema outlets are closing on their own accord. No one's being made to stay in yet. It's just advisory in the UK. I know restaurants, just on a side note, I'm going for a curry because it's my birthday next week. So we were meant to be going, well, still I go for a curry as of yet because the restaurant's not closing. I've asked people that I've invited if they're still up for it. Everyone's still up for it. So there is some normal people out there not losing their minds. But it's just interesting, it's like going back to World War II and 1984, Brave New World again. I've said most of this in my last podcast, but it's fucking mad. It's crazy. I don't believe it's all that serious in the sense of the way people are reacting. Obviously, it's a tragedy that people have died and are dying. I don't believe it's as bad as they're making out. I believe there's other things involved in this. I've downloaded some news apps. I know I've said on my other podcasts I don't read or look at the news, but I thought having a podcast and this sort of thing coming up, it'd be good to keep abreast of it. I've downloaded Sky News, BBC News, RT News, and you laugh at this one, The Sun. But it's just to get a perspective of how the different media outlets say different stories. And one thing I've noticed, which is interesting, is the wording of things. Some people say advice, some people told. It's very, very manipulative the way they write things. The press haven't helped. The media's not helped matters. People are panicking. They're buying fucking bog rolls out of the shell, like flying off the shelves, soaps, hand sanitizers, cleaning products. Now, the problem with this is people are hoarding, which is leaving other people without, and that's just fucking nonsense. That just makes no sense whatsoever. I don't personally think we're going to get a curfew. I don't think we'll be home imprisoned. If you're all right with having curfews implemented and house arresting implemented and restrictions put on you, you need to have a good look at yourself because that's not good. I don't know what the government's up to. There's no really other news out there. It's all coronavirus. It's just weird because what are they drawing our attention away from? What's going on? No one knows because it's just fucking full of this coronavirus. It's heartbreaking that people are dying, but people die of the flu as well, which basically I just believe it's just a flu virus. I don't believe it's anything as they're saying. You might call me fucking crazy for that, but I believe there's an ulterior motive. The reason why I'm worried and I'm scared is that the government could make you stay at home. They could enforce curfews. They could control you. And that's not good. It's fucking not good. It's going into like a reality, a realm of fucking living that I do not want to be in. I'm not scared of getting the coronavirus. I am scared of fucking being controlled though. I think there's more to it than meets the eye, as I've already said. Funnily enough, the part I live in the UK hasn't got one coronavirus case yet, which I find ever so strange, being it's spreading at such a fast rate, and I live in the UK, and this, that, and the other, yeah, it's fucking spreading like wildfire. Not one case in the town I live in, or the two towns that are adjoined, which is weird. I find that very, very strange. There's no reported cases up to me doing this podcast, should I say. And the date is the 17th. Is it the 17th? It's the 17th of March, so there's no confirmed cases from where I'm from in the UK. And remember, it's flu and cold season, and also hay fever will be coming up as well. So people who are susceptible to hay fever will be having that dry throat, that tickle cough, your eyes stinging, your sniffles and things like that. You don't get a sniffle with this coronavirus, do you? It's a dry cough, aches and pains, and you like got a fever like the flu. But bearing in mind, the people that are dying, which is heartbreaking again, which I've said, are got major underlying health conditions, or just underlying health conditions, and are in that age bracket where they are a bit weaker than other people. Where did it come from, this virus? I mean, I've read reports online, it's been out before Christmas, which might explain some of the reasons why we haven't got it around here, because I'm not on Facebook, but I was looking at someone's Facebook on the local paper site, and they give the symptoms for it, and a lot of people were saying, and I mean a lot of people were tagging people in and saying, oh, this is what you had, this sounds exactly like what we had over Christmas. So maybe that is one part of it, why we haven't got it around here. Maybe we've all, not all had it, but maybe it was here before. It's not just me who's thinking like this. Don't think I'm the only fucking crazy motherfucker out there, because there's other people thinking this, that there's more to it than meets the eye. What I want to say is be more vigilant. Obviously, don't take my advice, because I don't want to be done for anything, or you saying, well, you said this and that, which I know you wouldn't, but I just want to make that clear. But I just go about your like daily business and try and forget about it. The fucking media's not happy. The media's not helping things. I believe it's something where they're trialing it to like say curfew this, lockdown this, shut down this, and then if something does happen again, this is like a beta thing. Say this is like a beta test for us, and maybe in a few years, it could be 10 years, it could be 5, 6, 3, it could be next year. But they'll say, oh, well, we tried this before and it worked, so it's setting a precedent, and then people will be all right with, like, self-containing themselves, like self-isolation. They'll be all right with these curfews. And then before you know it, you'll have your fucking liberty, your freedom taken away from you. And that's the thing I'm scared about. I put a joke post on my Instagram about if all technology goes down, you can get me on this frequency, which is a handheld multiband ham radio. Semi-serious, because I do think, and I don't know if I've talked about it before on my podcast, where I think if they can shut down, like, I mean, just imagine if the internet goes down, power supplies go down, we're fucked. What are you going to do? What's the form of communication? We all use our phones. I moan about technology and how bad it is, but it's being brought that if, like, they can switch things off, we're fucked. So that's one of the reasons why I've got a handheld ham radio. I mean, I've had it for a while. It just comes in handy. I've got that at the ready in case anything like that happens. I mean, Ted Kaczynski, I didn't say his name right, but the Unibomber, he fucking nailed it with technology. I think the technology's going to play a part in it. There was reports in the UK today of phone networks going down, trouble getting on the internet and that. I mean, if they did that, people are fucked. People were going to lose their minds. If this continues, I would say the Yellow Vests in France, which I have heard reports they are rioting because they're not going to conform to this curfew. I take it the UK would do the same. There'd be riots. People won't stand for being in a curfew and being run and controlled. If you want to give up your freedom, that's your call, but just be aware that it would be a fucking, it would be just a downward hill then, because they'll do it whenever they want to do it. I just mainly wanted to say how fucking crazy it is. It definitely surprised me, Spain using drones. I found that very strange, that they're using drones to control movement of people. Very strange. It's just, that's fucking weird. That is basically, watch V for Vendetta and the opening scenes where the curfews are, and if you get caught, I mean, the last thing you want to happen is where they introduce something where the military is involved, which could lead to martial law, because you fucking don't want that. You don't want the military involved. You don't want people with guns on the streets, because it will come to a scenario where if that does happen, someone's going to say, well, you can't tell me what to do, then they'll get arrested, then there'll be riots, well, we'll get shot, we'll be back. I know I'm looking into the future, and I don't think it'll get like that, but that's the thing I'm most scared of. I'm not scared of the coronavirus. Don't bother me one bit. That makes me selfish, but I don't think it's selfish. I'm reading between the lines. I'm looking at all the news articles. They're, like, rewording things. They're being very manipulative in the things they say. The journalists nowadays fucking just playing the fiddle of the government. I'm not even saying governments know what's going on. It's probably a higher government within a government that's doing this. But I honestly think it's like beta testing for our freedom. And they're still letting people go to work in Spain and France, so they're still letting the systems run. So it's not a, I don't know, it's crazy, isn't it? I just think they could pull the plug at any time. That's technology down and everything, and we're fucked. I'm just pleased that I've grown up in an age without technology. The Unibomber was bang on with his fucking manifesto, though. That's just a side note. But yeah, it's just crazy, isn't it? Everyone's losing their mind. It's like this, that, and the other. I mean, I was going away for a castle, to Hazelwood Castle, for my birthday. I have cancelled that. That was my choose. It was just to make other people happy. What else is there? But so far, I'm still off on my curry. So yeah, it's my birthday next week, the 23rd of March. 41. I don't feel like I'm 41, and I certainly don't act like I'm 41. I'm not settled down with kids like most of my friends are that I went to school with and things like that. But yeah, I just thought I'd do this secondary podcast on the coronavirus. Just things are moving fast. It's like we're getting daily televised updates from the Prime Minister. They say we're about 2 or 4 weeks behind Europe. Borders are closing. Travel's not been banned, but they are getting banned. Places bit by bit are getting banned. But yeah, maybe where I live's coronavirus free, because there's not, I mean, people have been tested, I believe, but we've not got one confirmed case. And where we are, we've got some of the busiest docks in the world. It's like Immingham, Cleethorpes and Grimsby Way. So there's not one confirmed case there, and we're near Hull as well, that's a city. They've not got one confirmed case yet. So, who knows what's going on behind these dark fucking shadowy governments that are controlling us, or want to control us. Because that's what it's about, people. It's about controlment. It's about them controlling you. So if it does where there's a curfew, like 6 p.m, you can only travel to and from work. You've got to have a permit to walk the streets. That's happening now. France has done that now. You've got to download a bit of paper every day if you want to go out and put the reason why you want to go out. What the fuck? Think about it. Critical thing. Don't believe he said, she said. Don't believe, oh, well, my mate's auntie's dad's had it. Oh, my cousin or my sister was talking to her best mate's dad's had it. Don't believe it. It's all hearsay. It's all out there to spook you. It's fucking crazy. And as I say, I'm scared. I'm scared for my freedom. You should be more scared for your freedom than getting this virus. If you get a cold or something, don't freak out. It's going to be a cold. Keep your fluids up. Keep moving. Rest. If you've got a cold, you don't go near people in general. If you've got the flu, you don't have people around your house in general. If you've got a disease or another viral infection, you don't go around people. That's set in stone. That's just being considerate. Yeah, so nothing's going to change there. But what scared me is advising you not to go, advising you to stay in. Why? What are they up to? I mean, start looking around, because start trying to find out other news. I mean, I'm not on Twitter and Facebook anymore. Actually, on a side note, I did try to get my Facebook account back, and they wouldn't let me have it. Because I just wanted to do something on Facebook to see how it was and that, because I was going to try and make a page for my podcast, and then I was going to take it down again, because fucking Facebook's bullshit. But for some reason, they wouldn't let me have it. They made me take this video of where I faced the camera, then turn my head to the left, then turn my head to the right, and then, like, 3 days later, I tried to, like, log in, because it wouldn't let me log in until it's verified, and they've deactivated my account. Even, not sent me an email, my profile picture was of a chimp smiling, the video was of me, and my email address was thetimbiscuitpodcast3@gmail.com, which is my podcast email. So, fuck knows why they won't let me have a Facebook account. But that's just a little side note. But yeah, I'm scared for our freedom. I'm scared for people's freedom. I'm scared how they could just switch the internet off. I'm scared how they could switch the phone networks off. People need to be a bit more with it and realise what they're doing. If you think it's all right that they can confine you for fucking 12 to, like... It's not going to happen for 18 months. I don't believe the public would stand for that. But if you're happy with that, having your freedom taken away for some bullshit story, you need to have a look at yourself. It's a scary situation, scary in the fact, and I will repeat this, it's scary that they're taking away our freedom, and that's what this is about. It's about nothing else. They're taking away our freedom for why? I don't know. I believe this is a bigger bit of the puzzle, bigger piece of the puzzle, shall I say. I believe that this is part of going into a cashless society. I went to McDonald's today, and signs up saying they prefer contactless payment, but yet they've got hand sanitizer and cleaning products. It doesn't make sense. People are wearing gloves. The NHS are saying, don't wear gloves. It's going to make no difference. People in chemists are wearing gloves. I've been into a chemist today to see if they had some paracetamols, just because I've run out of paracetamols, so I just wanted paracetamols in my medical box. They were all wearing fucking gloves. Gloves aren't going to make a difference. If you touch your face with gloves on, it's not going to say, oh, you've got gloves on, I'm not going to be here. Something's going on. There's something more to it than meets the eye. Don't lambast me for it. If you want to come on the podcast and talk about it, I mean, if you've had the coronavirus, you're more than welcome. If you're self-isolating, you're more than welcome to come on the podcast. We can do it through Skype or through phone call or anything like that. As I say, I'll be doing more of these little podcasts because they're just handy for me while I'm at work. If I've got something on my mind, I go, boom, do it, uploaded. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. But like as I say, just look at the news, critical think about the news, think about why they're trying to take your freedom away. And as I say, where I am, we haven't got one confirmed case yet. But yeah, it's scary. It's scary trying to take away our freedoms, especially with that report coming in. Most people are having trouble with the networks and that. So it's just very, very strange. It's scary. But yeah, I've got a handheld ham radio, so if they shut down the digital networks or satellites or like that, I've still got communication. They're cheap. They're like a Bofang radio from Amazon. They're cheap. They're about 30 quid. They're easy enough to use. You do need a license to use them on the 2 meter band, but you don't use it on that if you don't want to use it. It's got the PMR bands on, private mobile radio, which you can buy them two radios from Argos or any Walmart or things like that. But funnily enough, the frequency I have put that I like would be channel 3 on the PMR. Or get a CB, because once communication goes down and you're locked in your house and you can't find someone, but you want to see someone and you like can't get out because you're under curfew, what you're going to do? Post a letter, fucking a pan pal from a across the sort of town way. Excuse me, I've just had my dinner and I'm burping. So that's about it. I think I've reiterated about fucking 100 odd times that I don't believe it's a real virus as such. I do believe there's something killing people. I believe it's just a normal strain of the flu. I believe it's something more. I believe they're using it as an excuse to take away our freedoms. I believe it's a beta test. and I believe we'll see what happens, how the public would react. It's a social experiment. France are fucking doing it. They're on about putting a curfew down on lockdown. We're closing cinemas in the UK. Spain's using drones. Watch V for Vendetta. It's going to get mad, probably. It's going to get mad they're talking about this. But then again, in the same hand, they're saying, like, it's going to repeat itself every year. So once it subsides in a few months, we'll get the same again next year. So will we implement all these next year with curfews and that? And then if something else comes along, as I say, you don't want martial law because your stuff won't be your own. They can control you then, and it's a fucking, it's like no rules. Do you know what I mean? I think we are heading into a dangerous time. I think it's a bigger piece of the puzzle. I think they're going to go for a cashless society for one. I think this is just a little part of a bigger puzzle that they're doing, and this is just a beta test for our freedom. So everyone take care. I'm going to try and get at least one podcast out like a week like this. Got some guests coming on in a few weeks. Got to sort that out. You'll probably get another podcast tomorrow or the day after, because I'm just going to upload this straight away on my phone. But you don't need to know that because you're not listening live, which reminds me, I am doing a live podcast soon, and you will have a phone number to text me. Text me questions, or text you can be part of the show. It'd be live. It'd be somewhere around about 8 p.m. UK time. So you got to work your fucking hours out if you wanna do it. It will be on the Podbean app, because that's the only way I can. The Podbean app is, or Podbean is where I download my podcast and they share it to every other podcast platform. But that's where you'll be able to hear it live. So yeah, take care. Critical think. Think for yourself. Don't let the media or the government think for you. Remember, you're a free human being. You're a free spirit. You're not controlled by anyone. Don't let them bring you down. Do not let them take your freedoms away. If you want to fucking bow down and get fucked up the ass by the government and the fucking main man, that's your choice. It's a dangerous scenario that we're going down. And people have got to realise. People have got to see the bigger picture. All right. Well, thanks for listening. As I say, you're quite welcome to the podcast. You're quite welcome on the podcast. Just stick me up on Instagram and we'll get something sorted out. As I say, all these views are mine. No one else's. But I just think it's fucking more to it than meets the eye. Anyway, thanks for listening. That's be about 23 minutes. As I say, take care. See you later. Bye.